This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
CBS travel editor Peter Greenberg is live on WBEN this morning. Real ID requirements are being enforced as of today. Peter, we know you travel all the time. What are you expecting at airports today?
Well, it goes into effect today, but it's not necessarily being fully enforced today as it phases in. Let's go back to 2003 when it was first introduced as an act of Congress, and then it never had a deadline. It kept on getting, it was the can that kept on getting kicked down the road for almost 22 years. But now today is the deadline, and about 92% of Americans have it already. The other 8% are probably standing in line at a DMV in their state as we speak now. However, having said that, and what it means, of course, is you have to get a little gold star in the upper right-hand corner of your driver's license, which then certifies to the TSA that you are who you say you are. Just one more form of identification. But if I can hold everybody's hand on this, if you're already holding a valid U.S. passport, you don't need that on your driver's license. Your passport serves as your real ID.
It sounds like there's going to be a little bit of wiggle room or something, though, even if you don't have a real ID and are looking to fly. We've heard from TSA officials who have said, well, expect maybe 30 minutes more added to your time if you don't have a real ID. And I'm thinking, wait, I thought if you don't have a real ID, you can't get on the plane. But I guess there might be some discrepancy there.
There is wiggle room for the next 6 months, because if you don't have it and you don't have a passport and you get to the airport with your original driver's license, that means you'll be taken out of line and given secondary or tertiary screening, asked more questions to identify you more properly, but you will get to fly, just account for more time to get through security.
The big question is, will anyone without a real ID, will they be holding up the line of people who have them and are ready to go?
No, the TSA is prepared for that. They're going to get you on a separate line. The good news is with the TSA, most of their checkpoints now are using biometrics, and the lines are moving much faster anyway. That's good news. But again, if you don't have it on your driver's license and you're flying as of today, you will not be denied. It'll just take you a little bit longer to get through security.
Wow. Okay. So something to keep aware of. But now the deadline, it's here. It's actually enacted. No more kicking the can down the road. I'm sure all those lawmakers from back in 2003 have to be happy to finally see it.
If they remember it.
Right.
It's true. Well, hey, Peter, thanks so much. Peter Greenberg joining us live talking about that real ID deadline.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.